this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
All right, coming up today, we talk a little bit about some manager special, Daylight Savings Time.
It's coming up.
Why do they call it Spring Forward? I got no spring when I lose an hour.
Ball, Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
Scott, Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
So it feels like it's only been...
literally probably like 6 hours.
6 hours, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, we were at in Lansing yesterday for the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Broadcast Excellence Awards. And apparently we're excellent in broadcasting.
Yeah, we are.
We received an award for this very show here, the K105.3 Morning Show. So congratulations to you, Jenny.
Congratulations to you. I couldn't have done it without you.
Appreciate that. I really do. Also, big congratulations going out to Greg O'Connor.
Yes,
our newsman, both sports and news awards. Captain Steve Boyle, the mayor, Jason Smith. Of course, the hardest working man in show business, J-Rod.
Ever. Hardest working man ever.
Jamie McKibben. Everybody taking home some trophies last night.
Cool night.
It was a lot of fun. We went to a legislative reception.
We did.
Where area legislatures would walk around, and it's a room filled with broadcasters. I mean, we're looking over. There's Darren Rockhole right over there.
Right in the flesh, right in front of us.
Andy Provenzano's hiding behind a fern. I don't know why. Aaron Andrews. It's just, you know, you're looking around and you're going, I watch you on TV.
It's like, oh, you're right over there.
But what's funny is each one of these legislators, state reps or even congressmen, U.S. Congress or U.S. Senate, they all have handlers.
Mm-hmm.
And the handlers run around and their job is to determine whether or not you're important enough to send the legislator over to them. And they kept looking at my name tag.
Right, because you look important.
I do. I somewhat look important.
Well, when you wear a suit, you look important.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Well, that was a sports coat, so I somewhat important.
Ish.
Yeah, important-ish.
Important-ish.
But they would come by and they would look at me, but they wouldn't look at me. They would look at my name tag.
Which is just right on your chest.
Yes. And then they would kind of look at me for a second and then walk away.
Like, oh no, I made eye contact.
Yeah, it's a Scott Cloud Morning Show. We don't want to talk to him.
No.
Nope.
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 Not even important by proxy.
No. I work right next to Greg O'Connor. He's America's newsman. Come
on.
I know.
I mean, we're important here, but not anywhere else.
So eventually J-Rod and I looked at each other and we said, you know what? No one's talking to us. There's a couple bars across the street. We're going to go over there.
Mm, yeah, that's a great story.
Where'd you go? Where did you end up, Jenny?
I ended up actually talking to someone rather important. And it was a great 45 minutes. because you and J-Rod were also a part of the conversation for a minute. And then, slowly kind of backed out. Like, you literally just... backed away slowly, and then I see you just laughing. And then you disappeared.
Exactly.
Yeah, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Found you in the ballroom later.
It's
a great time.
Really was. We got a huge weekend coming up here, kid.
I'm pumped.
I am excited. We've got our birthday bash coming up on Friday night.
I know, tomorrow night.
Yes. So I think today's the last day we're doing a VIP entrance for the K105.3 birthday bash.
Today.
Which should be interesting.
What do you mean? Interesting, like fun?
No, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about the turnaround time I've got here.
What do you mean?
Well, we've got Miller Lite, of course, there at the K105.3 birthday bash. And then we turn around the next day and it's Beer Fest.
Oh, that turnaround time.
I got VIP tickets to the Beer Fest.
You've got to be prepared.
I do.
You should have been practicing.
I've got to drink a lot of water.
You do.
A lot of water.
You're going to cramp. You got to be prepared.
You can't go into the party. Not an hour after you've eaten. You got to wait at least an hour and a half.
Hold my beer. Literally.
I can't hold my beer. I'm 42. There's a lineup for the bathroom. I gotta go.
Oh, man. Oh. It's gonna be a good weekend.
So we got the birthday bash tomorrow night. Then we've got the of course, Beer Fest coming up. We'll talk to Denise Owens tomorrow here on this program. We'll talk Beer Fest. And then it's daylight savings time.
This was...
poorly... whoever came up with daylight savings time obviously didn't look at the fact that we've got the birthday bash and beer fest.
It's rude, quite frankly.
Exactly. Hey, we're going to spring forward. Shut up, Pollyanna. We're not springing anywhere.
We've got things to do.
You're taking away an hour worth of sleep. You just turned my 4 a.m. wake-up call into 3 a.m. No, it's not, because we sprung the clocks forward. I'm going to stab you in the eye with a highlighter.
At 3 a.m. I am.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I don't understand. Why do we do this? Why do we do daylight savings time? Do you know? I feel like it's political. I don't really know, to be quite honest.
I honestly, we'll look that up.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why we do daylight savings time. We'll give you some facts on daylight savings time. But I can tell you one fact.
What's that?
That 8:30 church service is going to be empty.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the Kid 105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Oh, wait. What's happening in Hollywood, Kid?
TMZ has confirmed that Alex Trebek has just been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. But he's going to make every attempt to finish this season of Jeopardy. You know, he's been hosting this show since 1984. So for 35 years, wow, he's been with this program. You know, he actually took to social media. They did a little bit of a video, but he joked that his contract calls for him to host for another 3 years. So he has to stay with it.
Well, but he's under contract.
Right. You can't get out of a contract. Amy Poehler is coming out with a brand new movie, and it's going right to Netflix on May 10th, called Wine Country. And it's all about a girl's trip with her good buddies, Maya Rudolph, Rachel Dratch, Tina Faye is going to be in on this. It actually is based upon a true life story. These friends celebrated a 50th birthday party to the Wine Country, and so they came up with a movie all about their experience there. Just about good female friendships, the love, the laughter that they have. I'm looking forward to this, because it's going to be amazing.
Doesn't seem like any of those ladies are 50 years old.
No, I don't think so. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't look or seem like they are. But, it's going to be fantastic. We've got American Idol news.
Okay.
And so this wasn't the first episode. They're doing something a little bit different this year. But last night's episode, I had to pick out two of my favorites. So the first one is 17-year-old Shay Wynn. She has been legally blind for over a year, and so she really told her story. The doctors discovered her brain tumor, and they haven't been able to completely remove it for fear of serious injury. She performed Audra Day's Rise Up and actually brought Lionel Richie to tears.
Wow.
Here's a clip of that performance.
And I rise up, I like the waves, I rise up, in spite of the
the judge's attention.
Tremendous. I mean, if you can bring Lionel Richie to tears, I think you're in. So, of course, she got the golden ticket. The other contestant, 24-year-old Alejandra Arondo, who is a self-taught singer and guitarist. He's actually only been playing for 3 to 4 years. Absolutely blew the judges away with an original song that he performed called Out Loud. Here's a clip.
The words across her face.
Shades of Jack Johnson.
Saving my last breath for you. Broken hearts molded to prove.
There's a lot going on with that guitar at the same time.
I'm a fan. And you know, typically when American Idol contestants do their own song that they've written, it doesn't always end well for them.
No.
But this guy, absolutely tremendous. His voice and his ability to play the guitar and the piano, outstanding. I'm done. He's my favorite.
Oh, he's going to win?
I'm putting it out there now. Yes.
Oh, good.
He gets my vote.
I don't have to watch now.
That's today's beat.
It's that time once again. Let's check in with our K Club birthdays. Here we go. Happy birthday to Linda Summers. Also Amber LaFond. Sheila Evie. Bev Istvin. It's Vin your birthday today. Brianna Kowalski. Surprised she's not named Stella. And Jacob Ledson. Happy birthday to you if your birthday is today. You share it with the following Hollywood dignitary.
Ex actress Laura Prepon is 39. Pam from The Office, Jenna Fisher, is 45. Actor Peter Sarsgaard is 48. Actress Rachel Weisz is 49. Comedian Wanda Sykes is 55. Breaking Bad star Bryan Cranston is 63. And weatherman Willard Scott is 85.
There you go. There's your birthdays. Happy birthday to you, if it is yours, from all of us here at K105.3. How often do you actually read the fine print?
Oh, not very often
no.
at all. No.
Like when iTunes or whatever your music service, and it says, hey, do you agree to this? And you
of
can
course.
Click here, print out a copy of our terms.
Yeah, no thanks.
And it's 77 pages long.
Right, right.
Apparently, someone won $10,000 for reading the fine print.
What? Yep. Was that in the fine print?
It was in the insurance policy.
What?
Yep. Georgia high school teacher Donna Lynn Andrews. Mrs. Andrews.
Okay.
She's a high school teacher. I got to call her Mrs. Andrews.
Of course.
Square Mouth Insurance Company. Just name the insurance company. There was a fine print message that was sent, and it said you would win $10,000 if the first person would send an email to a specific address.
Oh.
So actually reading the fine print can pay off.
Wow. I just usually click the box that says I've done it.
It took 23 hours. The insurance company actually put this out and put it in the fine print. And 23 hours later, she was the first one to actually read it.
It took 23 hours.
23 hours for someone. And you can imagine how many insurance plans were signed during that time.
Sure, absolutely.
How many people just went, yeah, whatever, okay.
I want right.
No fault.
I want to be done with this.
Yes. And that's the way I am, especially like when they wear you down at the cars. You know, if you're buying a used, especially, if you're buying something. Art Main, it's different. Okay, you go to Art Main Chevrolet, they take care of you. They make sure that you're comfortable. They explain everything. But some of them wear you down. It's like a boxer in the 10th round.
You're like, why have I been here for 8 hours?
Oh, yeah, I don't care what. Do you want a kidney? I'll give you that.
Sure. Jeez,
come
I'll
on.
Sign it away.
Here's my down payment. Signing a mortgage over or something to that effect?
Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
All the flags. Yeah.
Oh. I'm not sure if we're signing a mortgage or if it's flag day. With all the tags you've got in here, it's ridiculous.
Oh, you know, my favorite is, especially if it's online, you know, you can't go ahead and just click next until you have scrolled down, you
yes.
know, like you're kind of reading, but you just scroll down and you keep going. yep, did that.
I think the computer's fooled by that even a little bit.
No. But I think that's awesome that the insurance company did that.
$10,000. She is planning to use that 10 grand for her husband. They're going to take their 35th anniversary trip in Scotland.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, what a trip.
Well, 10 grand. I bet you when she gets that airline seat, she's going to be reading the fine print there. You are never going to see this woman again. She's just going to be reading everything. Everything.
Just in case.
What are you doing in there, honey? I'm reading the shampoo bottle. Leave me alone. Why? I won 10 grand last time, sweetheart. Let me be. Well, once again, proving there are no original ideas in Hollywood, there's another show coming back.
There is?
There is, yes. The two main stars of this show have officially confirmed that they're coming back.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Is it an old, like, is it a newer show? Like, what?
It's an older show. It was like 92 to 99.
Huh, okay.
You know what one it is?
No, uh-uh.
Well, don't say it when I play this theme song.
Okay, I won't, I promise.
7684 hits. 768-34 is followed by an 8. That is the number to call. If you can name this theme song, then I'm going to hook you up with a pair of VIP tickets to our K105.3 birthday bash. So here you go. Name this theme. Seven, six, eight, four hits. 768-34s.
I love you like I do.
Followed by an 8. The two stars actually confirmed that they will be back playing Jamie and Paul. Was it Buckman? Is that how you said it?
I think so.
In the original, apparently they are, they were wooing one another at the beginning of this whole show, and then they got married, and now apparently, when you think about it, 99 was when the show went off the air, so they've had time to have a kid, ship them off to college.
So maybe it's, full circle again. You know?
Possible. Did we stump people on this?
I don't know.
768-4-HITS, 768-3-4s, followed by an 8. Right there. Come on. See if he repeats it. Nope, that was it. All right, there you go. Good morning, K105.3. Do you know that theme song?
Dharma and Greg?
No, it's not Dharma and Greg. I'm sorry, but that's a guess.
That's a good guess.
Good morning, K105.3. What's your guess?
Mad About You.
That's right there.
There
Mad,
it is.
Mad About You is coming back.
Did you watch Mad About You when it was on?
Yes, I did. I was little, where I was like 10.
Yeah.
Is that how old you were? About that time?
Yeah, about that time. Yeah, when it would have first started, 10.
Mm-hmm. I guess I was more like 14, but yeah, I was younger.
This is where my crush on Helen Hunt began.
You watched it too?
Oh, yeah. I watched it quite a bit, and then I fell in love with her during Twister.
Oh, hands down.
Yes.
One of my favorite movies that she's in.
Well, congratulations. What's your name?
Christina.
All right, Christina, you are on our VIP guest list for our 21st annual birthday bash happening tomorrow at Chilango's Pub and Grill. You're also going to be able to get in the running to win a 3-day, 2-night stay in Mexico. Sound pretty good?
Sounds great.
What station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Woohoo! Here we go. Let's do some factor crap. 768-4-HITS, 768-3-4s. Followed by an 8. Need one more contestant. We have contestant number one right now. That's Sarah. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, Sarah. Here's the way this game's going to work. I'm going to give you some statements. And what you have to do is tell me whether or not they are fact or crap. You have to get more than your opponent right in 30 seconds. Timer's going to start when I finish giving you the first statement. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, 768-4-HITS, 768-3-4s, followed by an 8. See if you can beat Sarah for 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart and a gift certificate. We're actually a t-shirt to Summit Orthodontics. Actually, let's get that caller first. Good morning, who's this?
Good morning, it's Nicolette.
All right, Nicolette, hang on the line. Here we go. All right, Sarah. Here we go.
Okay.
During the 2007 Live Earth concert, there were broadcasts of shows on every continent, including Antarctica. Fact or crap?
Fact.
That is a fact. China's national anthem was originally the theme song of a movie. Fact or crap?
Crap.
Nope, it's a fact. The music for the Star Spangled Banner was originally used for a drinking song. Fact or crap?
Fact?
That is a fact. The word bizarre probably comes from the word for beard in the Basque language. Fact or crap?
Crap.
Nope, that's a fact. So how many did she get right in 30 seconds?
Sarah got two right.
Two right in 30 seconds. So that means, Nicolette, you've got to get three right in 30 seconds. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. When Al Capone pulled a gun on Louis Armstrong, the jazz star pulled a knife on Capone. The two then became lifelong friends. Fact or crap?
Oh, gosh. I think it's crap.
It is crap. The calzone, okay. The calzone was actually invented in a Chinese restaurant in Toronto. Fact or crap?
That's got to be crap.
Nope, that's a fact. Kylie Minogue launched her music career after winning the Miss Australia pageant. Fact or crap?
Fact?
Nope, that's crap. And that's...
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, Nicolette, you didn't win, but we had a lot of fun playing with you.
Thanks, Nicolette.
Sarah, congratulations to you. You are the winner.
Cool. Do I get free tickets today, too? Or tomorrow?
For tomorrow? Oh, what the heck.
Yeah.
We'll put you on the guest list. That's fine, too. We'll put you on the guest list. We hope to see you there. Plus, we'll give you 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart and a gift certificate, a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt, creating better smiles at Summit Orthodontics. Sarah, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Love to get those rain showers in there so we can get rid of the snow.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And just be done.
Exactly.
Start fresh.
Get rid of it. Let's get the salt off the roads. Let's have a couple more rainstorms because there's a lot. It's got to be a heavy rain, too, because that's what gets rid of the poop in my backyard. when the snow melts, that's the biggest problem.
Yes. You're like,
you look out in the backyard and you think, oh, we do have two dogs. Yeah.
That's what you guys have been doing all winter.
Wow. Wow. And one of my dogs likes to eat his poop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a poop eater.
Yeah, but so you don't give him kisses, do you?
No.
Okay,
I don't let dogs give me kisses at all.
Sure.
No.
Really?
No, I don't.
Wait, which dog is it? Because I've kissed your dogs.
Yeah, Cletus. Cletus is a poop. I guess they both like.
Great.
They both like to eat poop.
I wish I would have known about that before.
Even if they're not eating poop, they're still licking their privates all the time.
I know, but.
And you're still getting doggy kisses from that.
I love your doggies.
Oh, they're so sweet. They're so nice. I'll smell their paws and I'll rub their face and I'll tell them they're a good boy and a good girl. But I will never, ever, ever let a dog lick my face. I don't like
it. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
How do you smell their puppy breath?
I hate dog breath. Oh.
No smooches.
No.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? They
so
lick their privates.
Things.
They drink out of the toilet.
I
know how poor people's aim is when it comes to the toilet.
I
know how many people forget to flush.
No, dogs' mouths are statistically proven to be cleaner than humans.
Okay.
Mouths.
All right. That's great.
Right. But you still don't want them to kiss you.
No.
Oh, not on the mouth. I definitely don't like that, but on the cheek.
You know what's cleaner than a dog's mouth? A toilet. That's statistically cleaner than a dog's mouth.
Is it really?
Look
no.
it up.
No.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
That's, yeah, because you often see your dog in the middle of the night standing in front of the mirror going, I got to brush these teeth. Make sure you get the canine. You know why I'm glad I have children, Jenny?
Why?
Because they can clean up the poop in the backyard.
Project.
Yep.
Do you want an allowance?
No, not even. Been just, putting up with your crap all winter.
You live here.
You get out there and pick that crap up.
It's part of living here in this house.
I remember being a kid and my mom and dad looking at me and they tried to make it fun. You know, hey, it's poop patrol.
Like, no,
it's not.
Right. No, it's not even a little fun.
And at that point, I hadn't been a dad. I think once you become a dad, you lose that nausea, that gag reflex when it comes to crap.
You lose it?
Yeah. I don't have it anymore after changing diapers.
Really?
No.
What about cleaning up throw up?
I can do it. It's fine.
You can?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of that.
Doesn't bother you at all.
None of that. But when I can remember being, I think I was 11 years old, and they're like, okay, it's poop patrol. I don't want to. And at 11, you're like, you're going to make me go out and poop. You're the worst parents ever.
Right.
So I'm out there, and I got those 11-year-olds heaving tears going,
you don't love me
when I'm out here. It was the mixture.
Please stop gagging.
The heaving, and then you got the snot nose coming down.
And it's still a little cold.
Yes. And the neighbors looking out going, honey, come here.
Yeah.
Look at the cowboy.
There's poop everywhere.
So I just got a message on my Facebook page from Michael.
Okay.
Okay. And I got a link here to what's called mess management.
Okay.
Two kids that will pick up the poop in your backyard.
Wait, this is a company?
Yeah, it's called Mess Management. Couple little kids, some pictures here. You know, look at these kids. They got a couple of buckets and some shovels. And they will come over to your house.
Uh-huh.
They will pick up the poop for you.
They look happy about picking up the poop.
I got to talk to these kids. I got to talk to them. I don't want to necessarily shake their hands.
No.
But I do need to talk to these two. I think I'm going to try and
really
reach out.
That's a really cool thing.
Yeah, isn't it?
I wonder if it's like I wonder what their rates are.
I think they have a monthly rate.
What?
Yes. So they will come over to your house on a monthly basis from what I'm able to read from this.
That is the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. You know what they need is like a Doomba, like a Dogma. No, you couldn't be Dogma. Like
no.
Like a Roomba for your backyard.
Oh, it's not called the lawnmower?
You can't call it a Puma. Poopma? No. That sounds like a kid begging his mom to go somewhere. Can't do Dogma. That doesn't work.
No, although it should.
It'd be blasphemous.
I think what if you let it just dry out? And then can't you just mow the grass? Like fertilizer? It doesn't work that way?
I'm telling you, heavy rain would do it. I mean, if God would just turn on his power washer.
We're going to need you to do us a favor. We're going to have to pick up poop soon.
And the dogs, normally during the summer months, there's a brick patio out in the back, mm-hmm. but the snow covers it.
Oh.
And then so it melts. And
okay.
There's just a slew of...
Oh.
And I guess I should probably, if I really want this mess to be gone, I should stop yelling at them when they're eating their poop.
Just let it happen.
All right, that's it. Get a milk bone when you come in. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Doug. You're talking about the dog poop picker up for people?
Yeah, the mess management is what their name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, there's a guy in Brooklyn. It's called Dog Log. He does it, too. He comes to my house and does it once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea that this was even a
thing. And he's very economical.
He is.
Really? Yes.
That's incredible. Is it an older man, younger man? I mean, what does he do?
He's probably in his, I would say, mid to early 40s, probably.
Shovel? Or like a...
You know, I've never seen him do it, but he, he does it every week. Comes every week and does it, and he does a great job.
Very industrious.
I just had no idea this even existed.
Wow.
Why have I been picking up poop? I'm kidding.
Dog walk.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. I really do. You'd want to talk. I mean, every day, some people, I mean, you're complaining about the job you do at work. You're like, this is crap work. Not really. Here we go. Time now to play The Right Answer. Each and every morning, Jenny asks me a question. I get my answer, which, of course, is...
The Right Answer.
This morning, Jenny, ironically enough, thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome.
Being the sensitive person that you are.
I try.
Asked me to name something found in a barber shop. What was my answer? If you can tell me my answer, then I'll hook you up with 4 6-inch subs to Subway. Name something found in a barber shop.
It's because I love you.
I haven't been in a barber shop. Tell you what, you know, Gillette. Good morning, K105.3. What's your guess? Hello? All right, then. Hey, good morning, K105.3. What's your guess?
Scissors.
Scissors, yes. Scissors right off the bat.
Wow, you do, right away.
I figured scissors would not be as easy as that, but yeah, scissors. It's been a long time. Do they still have scissors in the barbershops?
I'm sure they do.
Hair salons and everything?
They do.
What's your name?
Destiny.
Destiny. All right, Destiny, you have won 4 6-inch subs to Subway. What are you going to get on those subs from Subway?
Chicken teriyaki.
Sounds good. I'll have that. All right, well, Destiny, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
This is our weekly update with Jenny Lapp from the Jackson YMCA. Susie's one of the trainers and one of the people that is just over-exuberant there upstairs most of the time. You're just a bundle of energy.
Yes, she is. 5 a.m. We got to get the morning started.
At 5 a.m.
Yeah,
just like
so
that.
Just like us.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah, but I sit down at that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I'm not working
I might ride the spin bike beforehand, but no, after that, I'm done. I'm done. I'm obviously not very chipper.
You can't tell in the morning when we listen to you.
Well, thank you.
You seem very chipper.
Well, you don't listen over there at the Jackson
Yes,
YMCA.
We do.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
we do.
Oh, no, I've heard it.
I don't hear it.
That's because you have headphones on.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
No, they are listening now. Hello, Wellness Center. I know you're listening right now.
Week 5 update for
That's
Shape
right.
Up Jackson. You can check it out. This leaderboard is at k1053.com/shapeupjackson. Who is on top?
Roger Vick.
Wow.
Roger Vick. Gets
Way
that round
go.
Of applause.
Way to go, Roger.
Yep, 15.79% of his overall body loss. Yes.
That's incredible.
15.79%. Mm-hmm. And he's looking good, too. I see him at the Y all the time. He's omnipresent there.
Cliff, Zink, and Roger are really fighting it out for the top. So they really want to win. And I know a few other people in there that just really want to win. So these next few weeks may see all the stops pulled out here.
So we've got second place Cliff Zink then?
Yep.
And then who's in third?
Eric Jenks.
Okay.
Yep.
How are the Havokins doing?
They're fourth and fifth.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Who's our number one girl right now?
Joanne.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Hey, Joanne.
She is number one right now. And you know what? We don't have anybody that's not weighing in. Like everyone is still have, yes. And you know what? We have a few that are a little disappointed in themselves at this point, but I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter. You're still putting in the effort. And sometimes that scale is misleading. You know, as you're building muscle mass, it kind of changes things. Maybe your pants are fitting better. Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't get so caught up on that stupid scale.
Yeah.
You know, really, like, if you have to put another hole in that belt, that's a good day.
And the other thing you got to remember, too, is if you have a bad week, if you have a bad week at work, you're not quitting.
Yeah, you could have a bad month. Like, yeah. I mean, really, like, it takes time. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. It takes every day a little change. And don't get discouraged when you don't see a change.
Exactly. But no, that's a great point, Scott, that you had just made. If you have a bad day at work, you don't quit your job. You know what I mean?
That's
and so I think
point.
Thinking about it like that, this does need to become just as important as your job.
Yeah. Yep.
Investing in yourself.
Yep, and absolutely. Weight loss changes look different for everybody. So we have a girl, Danielle, that wasn't losing and kind of gained and really wasn't losing. And she felt really bad because she thought that she was doing everything that she could. Halfway through, we took her measurements and found 2 inches gone on the waist, 1.25 inches on the breast, and something on the hips. And she couldn't believe that, because if she just looked at the scale, she was feeling like a failure. But her body is changing from the work she's doing.
Well, and some people develop muscle much faster than other people as well. And, mm-hmm. and muscle, you hear it all the time, when you muscle weighs twice as much as fat.
Well, no. So here's the thing.
Okay.
A pound of muscle is a pound of fat, but a pound of muscle is smaller than mm-hmm. a pound of fat. If you're at the Y and you want me to explain this to you better, I have these really cool models now.
Oh, you have models?
I have models, yes. And
we're
it's
in your office. I want to play with them.
Come on in.
All right.
And it's a pound of muscle, a pound of fat. They both weigh a pound, mm-hmm. but you'll notice that the muscle is more dense and it doesn't take up as much room. The fat is larger. Sure. It's still a pound for pound. But what might happen is you're building more muscle, but maybe you're not losing as much fat. So that's why maybe you're seeing that where you're not seeing the change, or everything is breaking even, but that muscle's smaller than that fat. So that's why you see the change in the inches. Yeah.
So don't get discouraged. You
yes,
can have
don't
a bad
get discouraged.
Week, but
right.
Congratulations to all 50 of our contestants.
Oh, yeah, they're doing great. And you know what? One of the best things, I was talking to a lady last night, Kim. She's number, I think, 19 on the leaderboard right now. And she was at, I think she told me she was at 47. And now she's up at 17. Kim Brownlee. And what she's doing, she's changing things up. So she went to a C3 class. She was looking at Kathy's battle ropes class last night, like kind of intimidated, but I'm like, you got to do it. Just change it up, do something different, and you'll see results.
Yeah, shock your body a little bit.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, congratulations to all of our contestants.
Yeah, they're doing great.
All right, we're
going
to go live on Facebook here in a matter of minutes. Go on to K105.3 Jackson City Music on Facebook. Watch Jenny and Susie do a workout.
Jenny's leaving. She's going to jury duty.
And yeah.
Actually, I'm going to a meeting.
The other Jenny's heading to a meeting right yeah. now. But then we're going live on Facebook. Hey, Jenny Lewis.
Yes, Scott Clow.
Stay out of trouble. And if you can't do that,
don't get caught.